Hey, everybody, it's the Trout, and welcome to another episode of the Trout Show podcast. Thank you so much for stopping by. Today, we go back in the vaults, the history of the Trout Show, to the summer of 2022, when I interviewed three ladies, a trio of singers that had not made it famous yet. Before they were on America's Got Talent, before they sold out concerts a lot of places, and before they were at the Grand Ole Opry, they were just Danica, Devin, and Tree of Chapel Heart. This is a look into their past, but more importantly, you get to learn about, again, if you didn't hear the original video or listen to the original podcast, you get to learn how they became Chapel Heart and their background in music. It's a great look back on how three ladies that were nobody at that time who have now become stable in the country music industry. So sit back, get your favorite adult beverage, and enjoy this look back on an interview with Chapel Heart. That's next on The Trout Show. Hey, it's The Trout. Quick question for you. When's the last time you heard from your financial advisor? Well, if you're still thinking about it, apparently it's been a long time. And when you do hear from this individual, do you get a feeling that they're more concerned about their financial wealth than yours? Maybe it's time to talk to an expert that's concerned about your financial possibilities. That's David Smith with Edward Jones. David has years of experience of helping people just like you. So why not give him a quick call at 469-372-1587. David's ready. Sit down and talk to you about reaching your goals and your financial possibilities. That's David Smith with Edward Jones. 469-372-1587. Get a financial health checkup now with David Smith of Edward Jones. 469-372-1587. When I started reading your bio, and I always check the internet for all the history of people. And it's interesting to me because the fact is that people always think when you come and you're all of a sudden kind of the hot talent that you just kind of showed up, that you hadn't been working very hard. So I look at it and I said to myself, all right, here's the deal. Poplarville, Mississippi. I mean, which one of you wrote the script? We're going to grow up in a town of about 2,300. We're going to start singing. My mom's going to say, find another job. Don't become a singer. I went through that too.
Hey, right.
And then we go, was it New Orleans where you're busking or doing your thing down there?
That's
and then
it.
So how did you all get together? I know you're all related. Two of you really close, then kind of close. But how did you decide? Did you start in church is the question I always ask people.
Yes. I think church is a great place to start in, and especially in our family. So just kind of right off the bat, our grandmother had 17 children and there's 108 cousins. And so
give him a second to take that in. He's like, what?
Somebody was like, we're not just going to skim over. You got 108 cousins. And so there was always a ton of us, but everything was revolved around music. I said, a lot of people went to church on like Sundays and Wednesdays. We were literally there all the time.
7 days a week.
Sounds like Baptist to me.
There you go. You already know.
I know.
You already know.
I've been there, done that.
So it was church every day. And then even when we weren't at church, Tree uses the term. She said, I didn't realize, like, I was living like a musical. Like, being with our family was like living in a musical. Like, if you had Christmas, it was revolved around music. Birthdays, it was revolved around music. If it was, you know,
funeral, divorce party, when, don't really matter.
Doesn't matter. You just got to have some songs. Gotcha. Yeah.
Yes. And so it was just, everything was always surrounded around and with music. And so, and that, I think that's probably where, you know, the root of it all started.
And then, so were you growing up, the sisters, you two, were you singing in church, or you just said, hey, I'm going to sing? How did you decide which parts you're going to sing? That's the question I always have. I mean, one of you had to sing high, had to do the harmony. Which one of you said, I'll just do the regular stuff?
Well, I think, Deb and I, I think ours is a little different. So our dad's a pastor, and he would often, we would go places and we'd like all ride over there together. And then we'd get at church and he would say, like, my daughter Danica is here. She's going to sing. I'm like, you could have told me this in the car. Like, I'd have had some prepared. And so finally I got to the place. I was like, look, it's Dev and we got a younger brother, KJ. And I was like, look, if y'all gonna stay, y'all gonna work. If I'm gonna sing, y'all gonna sing. And so I was already singing the melodies. So I was like, you're taking the top, KJ, you take the bottom. And so
now KJ was like 5 to 6 years old at the time.
Literally.
Like, oh, wow. Wow.
And she was the hardest vocal coach ever. Okay,
like, he was like 6 and like he's singing these
6 and 10 years old, and Danica has us singing like these full inspirational gospel choir songs, and
I was wasn't cutting like, no corners.
Can we please just go to sleep? She's like, you can go to sleep after you get these notes. And I'm like, you know what?
And so hence is how she became a soprano. She thinks it's out.
So that's how it happened.
Yeah, no, and Trees is super, super duper talented. So usually Trees sings the bottoms, but in the event that usually Dev sings lead, or we need like a top singer. So she either sings the very bottom or the very top, which is very, oh, wow. You know.
You got a good range here, kiddo. Got a good range.
Yeah.
From the basement to the attic.
Do all of 3 of you write music, or do you kind of involved in it? So how does it come up with? I mean, I read about the Jolene song and all that stuff, but you obviously got to keep making music. Do you all kind of share an idea? Somebody says, I have an idea for a song, and then you kind of put it together. How does that work?
Well, there is no one particular method for us writing songs, because okay. Like we all write. Sometimes we'll write individually and like bring it together, and sometimes we'll like all sit down together and like create a song. But I feel like, especially when we write together, like it's kind of like this perfect balance, because like Dev is like the concept queen. She can take like a sentence and like have a full storyline or a whole idea behind like just this one situation. Right. Danica like has this very almost creepy way of like just going in and grabbing your heart and like just ripping it out even when you're not expecting it. And then me, like, I just like words. It doesn't matter if it like needs to be tongue in cheek or, you know, like just the way to kind of like shape this phrase to like fit whatever you're going for. But it's kind of like it's like a little dream team, but there's no particular way that
out. You're kind of living, kind of pinching yourself. I mean, you have to be getting up in the morning and go, really? We're going to be doing this today and tomorrow I'm in Nashville. I mean, did any of you, and I'm truthfully, I'm just asking, any of you actually predict that you'd be here? Did any of you, who is the dreamer? Any of you or all of you?
Look, I am, and truly have been the dreamer since I was
a kid.
And I still am like, pinch myself every morning. Crazy, crazy. We always talk about our Uncle Billy. Like, so, you know, meeting Billy Givens, and he has just truly taken us in like we're his nieces.
Wait a minute.
And like, you know.
You're talking about Reverend Billy Gibbons?
Yes. Reverend, the one, the only.
I have a story about him, but go ahead.
Come on. We got to hear it. Look.
Well, no.
So he called us last night and was just like, hey, what y'all doing? And he's just like, it's so random, but it's like the Reverend Billy S. Gibbons so is calling us. It's like you said, it's just one of those moments. I had never thought in all of my dreaming that I'd wake up and, you know what I mean? That Billy Gibbons would be calling you. Checking in on you and asking you how you're doing.
You at 3 o'clock. Yeah, like 5 o'clock in the morning. I'm thinking my alarm is going off. I'm like, who made my alarm?
I think he's in Europe right now. I think that's where he is.
He was in Canada, but he's back in
Canada. States. That's right. He was in Newfoundland because I thought, there's people in Newfoundland.
Right. Like the alarm went off, or I thought it was the alarm, and I'm sitting here complaining to my husband, just the moaning and complaining. It's like, why is this so early? I look at my phone and it's his picture. It's like, oh, well, that's Uncle Billy calling at 5 o'clock in the morning. But I'm like, he just called. He's like, hey, can you let the girls know? You gotta, it's like,
it's like, it's really like having like just a rock star uncle. And you're like,
oh, what are you doing
up this early or this late? Like,
Billy's actually older than me. I can say that. That makes me feel better. But it's got to be interesting from the standpoint, like you said, you wake up and you're talking to these people. You deserve to be there. You wouldn't be there if you weren't. I mean, that's just the bottom line. Well, here's the question. Have you been recognized on the street yet? Has anybody stopped you and go, can I have your autograph?
It's still so weird to me.
It's like, who's calling my name?
especially like, when I say home, I mean like home area, New Orleans, Mississippi.
Right.
And people are like, oh my God, it's them. You know, we were eating lunch and there was like the waitress had to like rock, paper, scissors, who was going to take our table. And so super, and I mean, like, it's just super, super, like, just, we're just honored. And we tell people all the time, some people are like, we hate to bother you. I'm like, the only reason that you can be like, you are the reason that you can bother us. Like, yeah, grab a picture. Like, no, not all the time do we look good, but nevertheless, like, you are more than welcome to get the picture if you want.
Go ahead, Trey.
I was going to say, like, we'd be places and you see people, like, with their phones, like, doing the little.
Oh, yeah.
And then when you're just like, hey, you want to take a picture?
Here, let me take a picture of me interviewing you. So, but you know what? Here's going to happen to you. Get used to it, ladies. It's going to be a great ride for you. I'm telling you. I know it already. And you got the talent to take you all the places. You'll be getting called from people you won't even know. And you're going, who called me? I mean, just how weird is it that Billy calls you? I mean, of all the people, you know, I'd say more in line. I'd have more in line as somebody on the countryside calling you instead of Billy calling you.
Right. Yeah. And we just have truly, it's amazing, though, because God has connected us to some folks that, like, a lot of people would go like, what? Like, you know what I mean? And like, or even being on tour with the Indigo Girls next week.
Yeah,
it's
I saw
like,
that.
Like, what? Like, how? Yeah. How us? And we're actually... Our friend John Rich said, he was like, he said, y'all are about to explode.
Name
he
dropper.
He was like, just, oh, what did
he say? He's a name dropper.
Yeah.
My friend John Rich.
The most, old friend.
There you go.
But it was so simple, but it was so profound. He was like, life's about to take off for y'all. He was like, everything's going to start moving at like 100 miles per hour. He was like, he said, remember this, enjoy the journey. He was like, he said, you'll get caught up in thinking of, okay, what's next? What's next?
Yeah.
He was like, just enjoy the journey. Everything is going to come. He was
the
like,
the ride is here.
He was like, everything will come. But he was like, whatever you don't forget to take in the journey. The journey is, let that be your focus. He was like, and you'll take in so much more. You'll have so many more memories. You'll be able to enjoy it, you know, as if the ride slows down, you know what I mean? And that was truly a moment. Cause I think that a lot of times we do get in that mode. It's like, go, 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 go. What can we do next? Where are we going? Where are we going? And we just, you know, that was such simple, but great advice. Enjoy the journey, focus on the journey and enjoy the journey.
So tell me about your, no, go ahead, Devin. Go ahead.
I think the only way for me to truly enjoy this journey is just punching them in the face at least once a month.
She's so mean.
I heard about, I remember you saying something like you didn't get nobody a Mother's Day gift. I remember saying the Mother's Day gift thing. I heard about that too.
Listen, I don't know why people think benefit is my mother, but that has to be.
And apparently I didn't do a good job in the discipline department. So,
because now she's trying to fight. Right. Mother's Day gift. Like, strike three is coming.
That's right.
What shall it be?
Well, that's it for this episode of The Trout Show. Thank you so much for stopping by. Very special thank you to Chapel Heart. Yes, they did interview with me quite a while back, but I still keep in touch with them, and I wish them all the luck in the world as they continue to pursue their country music careers. For more information about Chapel Heart, just go to their website, chapelheart.com, for all the info to keep up with them. And for more information about The Trout Show, just go to my website at thetroutshow.com and you can find out about the podcast, YouTube, and music that's going to be coming up. And we do have some great shows coming up in the near future, some very special shows coming up real soon. So remember what I always say, people. It's only rock and roll, but I love it. So until next time, see ya.